Time on Bob FM. It's a solo almanac, and those are usually the most boring of all almanacs. But we hope to do our best here to make it somewhat entertaining and informative all at the same time. And then we'll evaluate at the end whether it's podcast worthy or archive worthy at mybobcountry.com. We've got a nice little button right there, a graphic on the homepage of mybobcountry.com. If you miss any almanac or something you want to hear again, he said, what? One of those reactions. You can go back and listen to him, mybobcountry.com. Today is Monday, February 5, 36th day of the year, 329 left. It was this date in 1783. Sweden, that's right, Sweden recognized the independence of the United States. Finally, Sweden came to their senses. And once you have been recognized by Sweden, it's all gravy after that. Once you have the backing of Sweden, it's all gravy. And that was 1783. 1850, this date, portability was not what they were going after. They were going after accuracy, not portability. When Frank Baldwin patented his first adding machine, it was 20 inches high, 10 pounds. Not bad. We were stronger back then in 1850, or were we? Not many people going to the gym, but they were country strong. They were strong from what they did. Not a lot of guys pumping iron in 1850. 1953, this date, people are going to the movies.
Peter Pan! Oh, Peter! I knew you'd come back.
Peter Pan, the Disney full-length movie, debuted on this date in 1953 at the Roxy Theater in New York. The Roxy Theater, a movie theater with 5,920 seats. Can you imagine that today? I mean, that's where we get the term big screen. I was just in the movie. I can't remember what we saw. What did we see the most recently in the movies? I don't recall, but I do remember thinking, you know, back in the olden days, the screens were much bigger. It literally was the big screen. Now, some of these smaller theaters, not much bigger than the TVs that people can put in their homes. But that was 1953. 1962 was a big day in astronomy and astrology because the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, all of the visible planets who are visible at any point in time with the naked eye, were all aligned within 16 degrees of each other. Plus, there was a solar eclipse, which allowed people to actually see those aligned planets because the sun was shrouded during the day. 1962, those Mayans, the Mayans thought it was the end of the world again. Why are they so negative? Do we know? I think I need to look back and see what the Mayans had to say about the Vikings' loss to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game 38 hockey stick. Because I thought we were negative here on the air. But the Mayans, who always say, oh, it's the end of the world. It's over. Vikings lost. End of the world. Just broke an egg. Just spilt some milk. Well, end of the world. That's how the Mayans think. That was in 62. 1974, a young man by the name of Mats Wermelin, who was playing an organized basketball game, scored all of the points in his team's win, and the final score, 272-0. 272-0 was the final in this basketball game. I went back to confirm it. I looked it up. It actually did happen. The most ever scored by a single player in a single game, Mats Wermelin, Sweden, 272 points. Now, that sounds like something that Kim Jong-il would have claimed to have accomplished. The now deceased leader, the father of Kim Jong-un, because Kim Jong-il, you remember, he claimed that in his first ever round of golf, he had never golfed before, he claimed that he shot a 38 under 34 with five holes in one. That sounds kind of like what Mats Wermelin did, but I guess it's right. Guess it happened. 74. In 77, speaking of planets being aligned, any chance you remember this? Ray Stevens. But it wasn't Ray Stevens on the album or on the 45. It said Hen House 5 plus 2. We have dogs doing jingle bells. And chickens doing In the Mood. That peaked at number 40. That was actually a hit. Peaked at number 40 on this date, 1977, but that wasn't all. Like I said, the planets were aligned. The other songs on this date in 77 on the Billboard charts that were in the Hot 100, CB Savage by Rod Hart, CB song, Dis Gorilla by Rick Dees was at number 56, Turn Loose on My Leg by Jim Stafford peaks at 98, I think that was about an amorous dog, and then in 77... Also, same date, same chart, number 91.
Up your nose.
Up your nose.
With a rubber hose.
With a rubber hose.
Twist and spark.
That's Mr. Cotter.
With a chocolate bar.
With a chocolate bar.
Welcome back, Cotter. Gabe Kaplan actually did a song. He was a stand-up comedian as well as Mr. Cotter. Hey, Mr. Cotter. Up Your Nose was an actual song. It peaked at number 91. All this on the same date. Novelty songs galore. If you like novelty songs, this was your date, 1977. Back in 88.
Andre spins a Hulkster around. Suplex right on top of him.
He's on him.
One. We get two. That's it.
He got him.
He is 7'4", 525 pounds. The eighth wonder of the world from Grenoble in the French Alps. Andre the Giant defeated Hulk Hogan on this date. The first primetime network aired wrestling match in 30 years, and it was the most watched ever on NBC's The Main Event. Not Saturday's Main Event, which was at night. This was The Main Event, 1988. 97.
Our family is grateful for a verdict of responsibility, which is all we ever wanted. And we have it. Thank God.
That was this date, 97. O.J. Simpson was found liable in the deaths of Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson months after he was found not guilty in the criminal trial. He was found liable in the civil court. That was Ron Goldman's father. What was his name? Was it Oscar or maybe Fred? But that was him addressing the media after that had occurred. That was 1997. In 98, do you remember when Tom Clancy, the author, came close to buying the Vikings? It turned out he didn't have all his ducks in a row and didn't have his money all lined up. But I can still remember him putting on that Viking starter jacket and doing a press conference. This was that date in 98. Yeah, that hey, Tom Clancy's going to be our new Vikings owner. Of course, it turned out to be Purple Pride Red McCombs. But 1998, we thought it was Tom Clancy. In 2002...
It is extraordinary for the United States to have to charge one of its own citizens with aiding and conspiring with international terrorist groups whose agenda is to kill Americans.
Do you remember the dirtball John Walker Lind? He was the American Taliban who was in Afghanistan. He was found and was indicted on this date, as announced by John Ashcroft, our attorney general at the time, right there. That he was indicted. That was 2002. And then it was a year ago. There was no magic last night for the New England Patriots at U.S. Bank Stadium. They would not come back. But last year on this date, they came back. They were down 28-3. Came back. One of the great collapses of all time. It was a Patriots comeback. But also you have to go, yeah, it was an Atlanta Falcons collapse last year in Houston. Let's go to birthdays now.
That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Still in my book, the greatest home run hitter of all time, Hank Aaron, because you know who's ahead of him now, Barry Bonds, but he's a cheater. Hank Aaron, 84 today, finished with, of course, 755. Don Cherry, the very colorful Canadian hockey commentator.
And when you hit them, you don't have to maim them, but hit them to hurt. I mean, nobody's afraid out there. That game tonight, Winnipeg, are you kidding me? They look like nothing either. Nobody hits anybody. Look like a tea party out there. Look, Swedes and Finns playing at December. Nothing. No.
He called it like it was and still does. He's still doing it. He is 84. That's Don Cherry. We don't get a lot of him here because he's on TSN. He's up north. He's Hockey Night in Canada. We got to go on the internet to find out about Don Cherry. I learned about Don Cherry by hanging around Canadian hockey players. I go, oh, you got to check out this Don Cherry guy. I go, what? Not only is he say things like that, he also dresses just, I don't know, you can say that he kind of looks like a Christmas tree. Don Cherry, 84. David Selby. Do you remember the show Dark Shadows? Now, this is a soap opera I would have watched. It was a little bit before my time, though. Dark Shadows. Barnabas the Vampire. David Selby from that show is 77 today. Roger Staubach, 76 today. He won the Heisman while he was at the Naval Academy. Then he went to the Cowboys, played his entire career with the Cowboys. Won a Super Bowl or two. Roger Staubach is 76. Now, this is kind of interesting because Craig Morton is celebrating him for many years as Roger Staubach's backup at Dallas. And then he turned around and faced Roger Staubach in what Super Bowl was it 12? It was the one that was in New Orleans. It was the Broncos and Cowboys. Craig Morton and Roger Staubach have the exact same birthdays, although Craig Morgan is 1 year younger as he is 75. I have a lot in my youth to thank this man for, Atari founder. He gave us the Atari 2600, some of the great graphics of all time. The Atari football game, baseball sports games, it just didn't get any better. Atari founder Nolan Bushnell, 75 today.
These cards to 11. These cards to 11.
Christopher Guest, Nigel from This Is Spinal Tap. Funny, funny man, actor, comedian, great writer. The Mighty Wind, Few Good Men, The Princess Bride. Stop saying that. I'm Indigo Montoya, and you killed my father. Now you're going to die. Stop saying that. That was him. Christopher Guest was the one saying, stop saying that. Christopher Guest is 70. Happy birthday to him today. The drummer for Elton John. Put on your dancing shoes. But he can also sing. He had a solo hit here, early 80s. I think technically 1979. Nigel Olsen, Elton John's drummer, 69. Tim Meadows.
What's happening, everybody? And welcome to the latest man, the love line with all the right responses to your romantic queries. I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing tonight?
He has a speech impediment. I wish he would fix that. Tim Meadows, 57, from SNL. He was like on SNL longer than anybody ever, and he's 57. Currently has a recurring role on The Goldbergs.
Linda, that girl looked just like Pat Benatar.
I know. Wait, there are three girls here at Richmond who have cultivated the Pat Benatar
look. Heck, I look like Pat Benatar back in 1982. Jennifer Jason Leigh from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, among other things. She is 56 today. If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you Spin Doctors had a couple of hits in the mid-90s. Their lead singer, Chris Barron, he is 50 today from the Spin Doctors. This guy did not treat Whitney Houston, the late Whitney Houston, very well. Bobby Brown, he was in First Edition, and then he did his own thing, and it was his prerogative. Bobby Brown is 49. Country singer Sarah Evans is 47. I'll play a full song from Sarah Evans. She certainly deserves that on her 47th birthday for Sarah Evans. And soccer star, he really only needs one name, Cristiano Ronaldo. They just called him Ronaldo. He's one of the great goal scorers of our time. He's 33. And I get to do Gone But Not Forgotten's today. What a treat. Scientist, physician, Dr. David Bruce Banner. That's what it sounds like. But John Jeffries, known as America's first weather forecaster, born on this date 1744. I wonder how accurate he was with his weather. I think he relied on Nostradamus, I think, for all of his weather forecasting. John Jeffries, 1744. John Carradine, born on this date 1906, gone but not forgotten. Yes, he is the father of David, Keith, and Robert Carradine, patriarch of quite a acting family. John Carradine, 1906. Red Buttons, happy birthday, Red Buttons, today.
Here's a man, lives with a bear, and they give him a dinner. Samson lived with Delilah, got a haircut. I lived with my first wife 11 years, I got a summons.
But they didn't get- get a dinner like Grizzly Adams. They were roasting Grizzly Adams red buttons on the Dean Martin roast. Red buttons, 1919 on this day. You know, you may have heard this one.
Her tender lips.
Her tender lips.
Are sweeter than honey. And over the mountain protects her there.
The bear. Look out for Clifton Clowers. He's handy with a gun and a knife. He's also pretty good with a cheese grater. I don't know if you knew that. Claude King, Wolverton Mountain, born on this date in 1923. And one more, Emmy Award-winning TV producer Stephen J. Cannell. We have him to thank for some outstanding shows, including The Rockford Files. For that reason, and for that reason alone, Stephen J. Cannell is in our list of Gons But Not Forgotten. Born on this date in 1941. That is your almanac, Monday, February 5th. 2018, mentioned this young lady celebrating a birthday. I remember when this song came out. Vince Gill singing a little background with Sarah Evans. She's 47 today. This song was released in 1998. It's been a great, great career for Sarah Evans. Happy birthday, Sarah. Bob FM.
I can't imagine any greater fear than waking up without you here. And though the sun would still shine on, my whole world would all be gone.